Being a movie hero used to be as easy as falling off a cliff. Think of Butch and Sundance or Thelma and Louise, two pairs who memorably let gravity take over in determining their fates. But Bob Mondello has noticed that this summer there is something a little different going on when movie folks take a plunge.
When Jimmy Stewart dreamed about falling in vertigo, he didn't picture himself doing anything on the way down except maybe yelling at the top of his lungs. James Bond was only required to pull the drawstring on a hidden parachute when he skied off the edge of a mountain. But these days, when movie characters fall from a great height, directors figure they're still on the clock and should use their time wisely. You'd expect that of Spider-Man, of course, since his whole rep is based on doing tricky things in midair. But the fabled web-slinger isn't the only daredevil in free fall this summer. In the latest Star Wars epic, Obi-Wan, who's been clinging to an assassination drone high up in a city where rush hour happens in three dimensions, is shaken off and has to do some serious sky surfing, swooping and bobbing to avoid traffic, until his pal Anakin can maneuver a vehicle beneath him to offer a soft landing.
You know I don't like it when you do that.
Sorry, Master. I forgot you don't like flying. Well, you've lost it.
If you'll excuse me.
And Anakin takes a flying leap.
I hate it when he does that.
Falling a mile or so as he tries to get closer to the assassin they're chasing. Of course, both of these guys can employ the Force during their vertiginous drops. Tom Cruise doesn't have that advantage in Minority Report when he's dealing with traffic that suddenly goes vertical. When he climbs out the window of his car as it speeds along a maglev highway, it's horizontal, but then it goes over the edge of a man-made cliff that has to be several thousand feet high, and he has to jump down from speeding car to speeding car before collapsing in a heap on a nearby balcony. Nor is that the only trick fall he has to negotiate. At another point, he drops from a rooftop fire escape and only survives because he has the presence of mind to grab hold of a jetpack-wearing policeman who's flying up to arrest him. I should note in passing that besides leaping and falling a lot, the characters in Minority Report and Attack of the Clones do something else in lockstep this summer. They go to futuristic factories where they get accidentally trapped by automated assembly lines that stamp their arms into mechanical devices. I won't swear to it, but I think that also happened in last year's Monsters, Inc. Anyway, back to Vertigo. For sheer resourcefulness in free fall, the Bourne Identity's Matt Damon takes the prize so far this summer. After killing a somewhat portly opponent at the top of a six-story staircase, he gets the bright idea of shoving the corpse through the banister and riding it all the way down, using the heavy man's body not just as a shield as he falls past a surprised pursuer, whom he has the presence of mind to shoot on the way, but also as a cushion. Now, as I have developed a phobia about heights in recent years, an allegedly irrational fear that seems entirely sensible to me, incidentally, I must say I cannot imagine being able to do any of these things. And I'm thoroughly in awe of folks who can, even folks who get help from special effects crews, blue screens, and clever camera angles. They make doing complicated tasks while falling look as easy as falling off a log. Though, in fairness, as Al Pacino discovers in Insomnia, falling off a log can require swimming ability and leave you seriously short of breath and in danger of being crushed. I'm Bob Mondello.